I love Christmas, don't you, Alan?
Oh, definitely. There's just so much to love, isn't there? The toasty fireplace, the decorations.
The presents.
The carol singers.
The presents.
Oh, well, obviously the presents, Mariah, but I think there's a whole spiritual side of Christmas that we don't... You want to open the presents now, don't you?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes.
Well, in that case, I have a surprise for you.
Oh, you do?
I do indeed, but read the card first.
To Mariah, blah, 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 Alan, where's my present?
Ta-da!
What? What is it? Why do you have a bow on your shoulder?
Aha! Well...
You're not giving me the gift of lovemaking again, are you?
No, Mariah, it's me!
You?
Yeah, like you said, all I want for Christmas is you. Ta-da!
Okay, but seriously?
Seriously? Ta-da?
You got me you for Christmas.
Do I need to say ta-da again?
Only you.
Merry Christmas?
God damn it, Alan, where are my real presents?
I didn't get you any. I thought we could have an immaterial Christmas and your song and...
I don't give a rat's ass about what the song said. I want presents, not you.
But the song, you wrote a song about...
Yes, I wrote a song. And do you know why I wrote that song, Alan? So I can make money. And why do I want to make money? So I can buy myself presents.
But it's more spiritual if...
Spiritual? Spiritual? I don't need that communist attitude, Alan. I need the goods, the assets, the swag. Damn it, Alan, we are living in a material world and I am a material girl.
Hey, that's a Madonna song.
No. You do not mention that name in this house. Now get out.
Honey, please, don't do this. We're married.
I know we are. I was there. And you know what happened when we got married? I got presents from all my family and friends who all care about my material needs more than my useless husband.
Please.
And if I need more presents, I could just get married again. Now go out and buy me presents.
But all the stores are closed.
Not if you buy them for me. Now walk out that door and go.
Okay.
George, what are you doing here?
You're bleeding.
Didn't mean to bother you. Just, it's about that heart I gave you. Do you still have it? Only time's a bit of a factor.
Why, I do believe that's Miss Gregorabeth's carriage on the horizon. I must go out to greet her. I do hope she enjoyed the gifts I bestowed upon her. Miss Gregorabeth! Miss Gregorabeth!
Mr. Chandler, I must speak to you.
As must I, Miss Gregorabeth. But first, may I show you around my estate?
You absolutely may not, Mr. Chandler. I have business to discuss with you.
If it is business of the heart, Miss Gregorabeth, I would be more than happy to oblige. Christmas is a most appropriate time for such frivolities.
I'm afraid I've had rather enough of your frivolities, Mr. Chandler.
Alas, to what do you refer, Miss Gregorabeth?
Why, your excessive gift-giving, Mr. Chandler.
I thought my altruism somewhat romantic myself.
It has been 12 days, Mr. Chandler. For 12 days you have been burying me with gifts I neither care for nor can conceivably house.
But Miss Gregorabeth...
I must interrupt you again, Mr. Chandler, for I am not finished with my staunch critique. Do you know what arrived yesterday? 7 swans are swimming, 6 geese are laying, 5 gold rings, which I admit are lovely, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves... and a partridge in a pear tree. What exactly am I to do with these? Do you propose I open an aviary?
You do me a disservice. The bird serves as a metaphor for how my affection for you soars into the sky itself.
Alas, Mr. Chandler, your metaphor, however well-intentioned it may be, has left me in quite the predicament. As it stands, Father's manor is positively littered with guano to such an extent that our butler chanced to slip on some and toppled frightfully down the stairs.
An honest mistake.
Mr. Green is now paralysed from the waist down.
But I merely sent a few birds.
I must refute you again, Mr. Chandler, for while on the first day you sent me only a partridge...
In a pear tree.
On the second, you sent me the aforementioned arboreal installation with the addition of 2 turtle doves, and the next day the same plus 3 French hens. Mr. Chandler, your cumulative generosity has left me with, as of this 12th day, 42 swans are swimming, 42 geese are laying, 28 calling birds, 24 French hens, 22 calling birds, and 12 partridges.
And 12 pear trees.
Regardless, Father's had to take up shooting just to rid the place of them, leaving the manor covered not only in unsightly droppings, but aviary guts and viscera. What you've effectively given me for Christmas is a mess, Mr. Chandler. I must say, if it weren't for all the maids you've sent, we'd be up to our bare ankles in it.
Bare ankles, Miss Gregorabeth?
Oh, can you control your gentleman's member for but a second, Mr. Chandler?
My deepest apologies, Miss Gregorbeth. I forgot myself, but I noticed you left out the rings again.
Do you hear me complaining about the rings, Mr. Chandler? Even though you have sent me a sum total of 40. You see yourself I'm struggling to wear them all for you tonight. Had I known what a complete and utter rectum you were to be, I would not have bothered.
But did I not also send you the lords a-leaping and the ladies dancing?
My response to that is twofold, Mr. Chandler. First, as with the aforementioned conditions of the premises, they can neither safely dance nor leap for fear of ending up in the same crippled state as our dear old Mr. Green. The second is that they tell me you kidnapped them.
Such spurious accusations.
You abducted 10 lords a day for 3 days, Mr. Chandler. By my count, you've stolen a third of the House of Lords.
It's called love.
It's called treason.
At least tell me you found the musicians to your liking.
Yes, Mr. Chandler, for every young lady of a certain standing is known to go weak at the knees at the very sound of drums and bagpipes.
Knees?
Sarcasm, Mr. Chandler.
Ah, this is such uncouth behaviour, Miss Gregorabeth, and from my true love, no less. I shall have you know it is no small undertaking to provide so much for you. It took me months to acquire the correct number of musicians and gentry, and as for wrangling so many birds, why, such efforts have left me with many a scrape and scratch across my person, and all I ask in return is just the tiniest amount of hanky-panky for my troubles.
Alas, you are right. You have shown me great generosity in these past 12 days, and I have given you only admonishments in return. Come closer, please, Mr. Chandler.
Why, Miss Gregorabeth, you slapped me! With such unwomanly strength!
That, Mr. Chandler, would be the 40 gold rings. And for your information, the partridge is a ground-nesting bird, so you can take your pear tree and shove it up your anus. Now it's time for the interview sketch, and what a Christmas treat we have in store today. An alt-rock band have come in specially to play us some festive songs, and I am so looking forward to this. Please welcome Godfrey, Mike and Paul from You Keep It Playing.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for coming in today. How are you all?
Not very well, if I'm being honest.
Why's that?
Our lead, Diane James, has just left due to personal circumstances.
Blimey. What are you going to do?
Don't worry. We luckily have an interim singer, Nigel, who stepped in to help.
Oh, no. He's gone too. Sorry.
Heck. Seriously, Godfrey, what happened?
He just took off. Something about a golden door, an orange and a job in Washington.
Well, can any of you sing?
I have a calypso I can do.
I don't really think that's wise.
Yeah, Mike, remember how much trouble you got in last time? Typical left-wing media can't cope.
Look, can we just have a nice little Christmas song? Paul, I'm sure you can carry a tune.
Sure thing. Coming right up. This is Oh Christmas Tree. Ready, guys? 1, 2, 3.
Wait, hang on a second. Isn't this?
Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how lovely is thy branch.
Wait, no, hang on. What exactly are you singing?
Oh Christmas tree.
Okay, fine, but what are you playing?
I just said, oh Christmas tree.
No, that wasn't oh Christmas tree. That was oh little town of Bethlehem.
Oh, right. Well, we could never get our heads around that one, so... Okay, guys, do you want to do Silent Night?
Yeah, that sounds good. Laborious, but good.
Christmas tree.
No!
Oh, Christmas tree.
No, that's Oh Christmas Tree again!
Well, who made you an expert on what is and isn't Oh Christmas Tree?
You don't need to be an expert.
Oh, this is just typical. The typical media. The typical left-wing media. The typical left-wing student radio media.
Award-winning too.
Typical left-wing award-winning student radio media.
But it's like you only know how to sing one song.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Learn a second song. How about having a whole manifesto of different songs?
Learn a second song? What is this madness? We will keep on singing Oh Christmas Tree until the British people get their say on which Christmas songs should and should not be allowed in this country. For too long, foreign traditions have been ruining our chance at a classic British Christmas. I say, enough is enough.
The Christmas tree's German.
That is racist. Identifying a tradition by a country of origin? That's racist. How dare you?
Okay. Why don't we try to get this back and under control? Do you have any other songs for us?
Yeah, Calypso time.
Do you not know any other songs?
Taxpayers' money, where does it go? Not even Osborne.
Mike, I swear to God.
We also know White Christmas.
And you know the lyrics?
Yes, we know the lyrics.
It's not going to be O Christmas Tree.
It's not going to be O Christmas Tree.
It's not going to be offensive.
It's going to be our version of it.
What?
Don't worry, it's going to be fine. As Ed Balls once said, don't worry, I'll hold you.
That doesn't exactly fill me with confidence.
Just introduce us.
Okay, performing their version of White Christmas, this is You Keep It Playing.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. But ever since we've decided to have gay marriage,
whoa.
The weather's turned to royal shine.
No, just no.
But we didn't even get to sing about how climate change is a made-up phenomenon invented by the African Polar Bear Union.
Next sketch, please.
Oh, we can't sing this, we can't sing that. What's with all this red tape?
Please, someone, just play the next sketch.
We didn't even get to plug our new album.
Post-Truth, out now.
Next sketch, now. Hello, and welcome back to the Great British Bake Off. And guess what? It is our Christmas special.
Yes, that's right. We've still got two more BBC specials to go before the tent goes over to Channel 4.
So that's something you can all look forward to, even if the present behind the 25th door on my advent calendar is just the word unemployment.
Cheer up, Mel. Look at this.
Sue, you've just put a bag of Walkers over your face.
I have indeed.
Have you by any chance comically misheard this week's theme again?
That depends. What was it?
Christmas week.
So not crisp mask week.
No.
Oh.
Honestly, this happens every time.
Sorry.
Sort your life out, Sue. Take that crisp packet off. You're embarrassing yourself. We join our contestants midway through their showstopper bake. And this week they've been tasked with creating a Christmas-themed gingerbread scene.
What have you made, Jack?
I've made a little house, as you can see.
Looks rather cosy. Any people in there?
Not yet. But I did make a gingerbread dog.
A ninja hedgehog?
We've talked about this, Sue.
Have we?
Yes, we have. Were you even listening?
No.
No. I'll go and sit in sellout corner with Paul.
Aww.
Now on to Sylvester, our other contestant. What are your plans, Syl?
Well, so far I've made a scale model of the Nakatomi Plaza building from Die Hard, complete with the full cast of characters right down to the two gingerbread FBI agents called Johnson.
You seem to have this well in hand, Syl, but you've only got a few minutes left. Are there any last-minute details to add?
Just this magical snow powder that makes the gingerbread people come to life.
And where did you get that?
It's a family recipe.
Are you sure? Because we've had to escort people out of the tent for putting cocaine in the dough before.
It was one time!
No talking in the corner, Susan.
No, honestly, it's just a magic recipe my father taught me.
Your father?
Father Christmas.
Well, let's see what the judges think.
Well, this is rather impressive for Sylvester, building a whole skyscraper.
I've seen better.
Ah, but watch this.
What a small party! Yeah, shame I had to invite my estranged husband, the NYPD cop!
I'm taking over this building because I'm German and therefore evil.
Oh no!
Oh yes. Now move everybody to floor 394.
Hey, am I late to the party? Hello? Oh boy, this place had better not be taken over by terrorists again.
Hey, don't move, I'm gonna shoot you.
Not if I shoot you first.
Ah, he shot me first.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho ho ho!
Hey, thug number one. Come in, thug number one.
Thug number one can't make it to his phone at the moment. If you'd like to leave a message.
Curses. There's a vigilante down there and people might think he's up to something.
Yippee-ki-yay, Father Christmas.
And the shards of the explosion are all sugar glass.
Ah, nice touch. Carry on.
I've defeated all of your friends, Gruber.
Not so fast. I have your wife.
Don't shoot, John!
Rats. Now I gotta put down my gun.
Yes, I always win. Always.
Not so fast. I had another gun strapped to my back with strawberry laces.
No!
Now prepare to die. Hard.
No!
John, I love you again!
I know.
So, what did you think?
I thought the plot lacked structure. The humour was too dry and the Alan Rickman jokes were simply tasteless. Therefore, it's awful and I hate it. And you. Now, what's Jack made?
It's a house with a half gingerbread dog.
Half?
I got peckish during the Die Hard bit.
Mmm, well, it's certainly moist.
First prize.
No!
That's all from us here at the Great British Bake Off, I'm afraid.
So we'd just like to wish you all a good night.
And keep baking!